You are listening to Real World News.
Venezuela celebrated the 21st anniversary of Bolivarian Revolution. On February 4, 1992, around 2,300 young military officers led by Lieutenant Colonel Hugo Chavez rebelled against a package of neoliberal economic measures implemented by then-President Carlos Andrés Pérez with the support of the International Monetary Fund. The uprising achieved a political victory that was realized later with the electoral victory in 1998 and the subsequent victories ever since, where the Venezuelan process encourages resistance to capital in Latin America and the Caribbean. On Monday, February 4th, Venezuelan Vice President Nicolas Maduro read a letter sent by Chavez from Havana. If our movement wins, we will hand over the power to the people for its full exercise, said the young commander on February 4th, 1992, and again in his letter Monday, pointing out the advances achieved. But he also warned about the risk of reaching a standstill. February the 4th is not over yet. It has generated strength that are still expanded, he added. The spirit of rebellion should live in each of us. The for now, 21 years ago, is a forever of the Bolivarian people. I am one of you in this National Dignity Day. I am with you, strengthened by the people's love, a love that heals me, that gives me life, he said, according to Alba TV, which reported on the celebrations. Hugo Chavez's health condition is followed closely by social and popular organizations of Latin America since his trip to Cuba for surgery and recovery. In the past weeks, Chavez has sent letters on February the 4th celebrations and on the summit of the European Union and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States in Santiago de Chile. On February the 4th, thousands of people marched from five different points of the capital city to Palacio de Miraflores, the presidential building. There, the voices of the people from different sectors, such as INVEPAL workers, Ciara, the Minister of Agriculture, and Mission Rivas, were heard, among other people who were interviewed by Alba TV. There were also activities in other Latin American and Caribbean cities, such as Havana, Sao Paulo, and Buenos Aires. In Buenos Aires, on Wednesday, the social movement's articulation towards Alba and the National Peasant and Indigenous Movement organized a meeting with the participation of Manuel Bertolli, Modesto Emilio Guerrero, and Fernando Buenavent Dominguez.
You are listening to Real World News.